coming to you live from the Eastern Shore Toyota and Hyundai Studios. The Charleston Gasliners Prep Sports Report, presented by Alpha. Here are your hosts, Coach Rick Cleveland and Coach Mark Lassiter.
Good morning and welcome to the Charleston Gasliners Prep Sports Report, presented by our good friends at Alpha and coming to you live from the Eastern Shore Toyota and Hyundai Studios, located right here in the heart of Mobile, Alabama. Mark Lassiter, definitely on assignment. Bayside Academy will tee it off today at 11 o'clock as they play Escambia County, game that was postponed last night due to weather conditions. So we'll have two big games here in the Metro Mobile area this morning. Bayside will play Escambia County at 11, and then at 5 o'clock, a game that everybody is anxious to see, Vigor will play Blount at Ladd People Stadium. It should be an exciting, exciting football game, and we're all excited about that here in the Metro Mobile area. Good morning to all you folks listening to us statewide on 98.3. Good morning, Huntsville. Good morning, Auburn, Alabama. Good morning, Lake Martin. No, you guys are wide awake. Now, no, probably if it's cloudy like this, you may even be sitting on a pier catching some crappie or something like that. Hey, even down in Key West, we got listeners in Key West this morning. That's a neat thing to know. What we're going to do this morning is we're going to kick it off with the Quail Creek High School Football Scoreboard, and we're going to give you all your scores from around the state of Alabama. And if you want a score, you can text us at 251-343-0106. Now, we are not caller-generated, but we love to take calls, and we will take calls, and you can call us at that same number, 251-343-0106. So we're going to go all around the state of Alabama now as we give you the Quail Creek High School football scoreboard. Abbeville Christian, 52. Springwood, 6. Addison, 29. Haleyville, 27. Aliceville beat Greene County by forfeit. That would be a 1-0 score as a state. Alma Bryant, congratulations to Bart Sessions. Bart Sessions comes home, and Alma Bryant defeats BC Rain 22-0. Andalusia, 21, Faith Academy, 20. Great game there. Fumble late in the game gives Andalusia a chance to come back and win the football game. Promise you this, Jack French and the Faith Academy Rams will regroup, and they'll be a force to be reckoned with in the coming weeks. Over in East Alabama, Anniston 38, Walter Welborn 7, Ardmore 49, Tanner 6, Ayrton down into Wiregrass 38, Dale County 27, Asheville 14, Oak Grove 6, Athens 41, Fort Payne 40, Auburn. Keith Etheridge starts off with a bang in Tigertown. Auburn 45, Park Crossing 0, Otagaville 32. R.C. Hatch, 14. Baker, in what many might consider a mild upset, 13. UMS Wright, 0. Let me say this real quick now. Boy, I wouldn't want to play UMS in the next 3 or 4 weeks, because I can promise you Terry Curtis and those coaches, and I think it's probably one of the premier coaching staffs in the state of Alabama, they will regroup. And you don't hardly ever see a UMS Wright Bulldog team get shut out offensively. That will be a sight to see as the weeks come in succession to an opening game loss. Doesn't happen very often. And speaking on that, in our 20th year of doing this, I can't ever remember all three teams on Old Shell Road being defeated on opening night. Baldwin County, 34, Mary Montgomery, 0. Banks Academy, 12, Pickens Academy, 6. Barber County beat Stuart County, Georgia, by forfeit. I would assume that would be a 1-0 score. Bibb County, 27, Greensboro, 0. I don't know where that word came from. But up in Autauga County, Billingsley, 13, Prattville Christian, 0. Boaz, 21, Hayden, 12. Brentwood Academy, 35, Florence, 18. Briarwood, 41, Madison Academy, 17. You folks in the Birmingham area, keep your eye on the quarterback at Briarwood. Our buddy Jay Matthews says he's a young man to keep your eyes on. He's going to make a lot of noise in the Metro Birmingham area. Booker T. Washington, 20. Carver Montgomery, 6. Buckhorn, 24. Madison County, 13. Calera, 26. Demopolis, 22. Callaway, Georgia, 30. Opelika, 21. That's Eric Speakman over at Opelika High School. And those guys have done nothing but win. I can promise you, those guys will get better as the weeks go by. Center Point, here we go. They beat, they beat Winona by forfeit. That's exactly what happened there. So we'll see. And let me explain these forfeits now. So as we go through the season, you're going to see COVID is going to cause some teams not to be able to play. So in that situation, what it ends up being is it ends up being a forfeit, and it ends up being 1-0. Last year, if you had COVID, you could reschedule. You could find a way to put it in your schedule, and if that was the case, then you did what you could do to reschedule it. But this year, if you can't play due to COVID, it's definitely a forfeit. Central Clay County, 34. Chilton County, 7. Central of Florence, 42. Colbert Heights, 7. Central of Phoenix City, 42. Peach County, Georgia, 23. Central Tuscaloosa, 58. Holt, 0. Clay Chalkville, 40. Shades Valley, 0. Claiborne County, 43. Ohatchee, 28. Cornerstone out of Columbiana, 20. Southern Prep, 0. Cottage Hill, 24. Fruitdale, 0. Congratulations to Bobby Parrish. New head coach at Cottage Hill, veteran head coach, though, led Williamson for many years, has done a great job everywhere he's been. But congratulations to Bobby Parrish. His initial win right there at Cottage Hill, 24-0 over Fruitdale. Danville, 12. Brewer, 7. Donahoe. Somebody sent a text in and asked where Donahoe was. That's up in the Anniston area, right off of Quintard Avenue, for sure. Douglas, 43. Weaver, 6. Edgewood, 32. Southern Academy, 14. Russ Wood's going to be happy with this one. Elba, 41. Daleville, 14. Enterprise. Boy, I'm telling you, Rick's got he's got it going at Enterprise now. We told you when Rick took that job at Enterprise, you better keep your eye on him. 57, Bay, Florida, 21. Escambia County, 42. Pike Liberal Arts, 26. Escambia County at Bayside Academy is postponed. Will be played today at 11 o'clock on the campus of Bayside Academy. Eufaula, 40. Carroll of Ozark, 8. Evangel, 56. Meadowview Christian out of Selma, 0. Boy, the days of Bobby Wasden and championships seems to have fallen by the wayside there at Meadowview. XL, 30. W.S. Neal, 12. Fairview, 48. D.A.R., 21. That's Daughters of the American Revolution, for those of you that aren't familiar with that. Falkville, 34. Decatur Heritage, 20. Fayetteville, right down there in Talladega County, 21. Woodland, 12. Foley, in the 99th meeting of these two rivals, Foley, 28. Robertsdale, 19. Congratulations to Derek Scott. First win as a head coach at Foley. Fife, 30. Isabella, 6. Gadsden City, 34. Etowah, 0. Gardendale, 34. Sparkman, 20. Galesville, 38. Whiteburg Christian, 30. Glenwood Academy, 31. Bessemer Academy, 0. Boy, Bessemer Academy, boy, they dominated private school, AISA, for many years. Glenwood from over in Phoenix City defeats Bessemer Academy, 31-0. Gordo, 29. Oakman, 7. Greenville, 10. Hillcrest Evergreen, 8. That spoils the debut of Mike Dean as the head football coach there at Hillcrest Evergreen. They'll get better, I can promise you. Then Gulf Shores. Mark Hudspeth makes his debut as the head football coach there. Good little running back that transferred in from Alexandria. Ronnie Royal III went up and down the field. Had a great night running on a wet turf. Hamilton, 40. Red Bay, 24. Hartsell, 29. Austin, 0. Helena, 55. Dale County, 0. Hewitt Trustful, 49. Pinson Valley, 27. Holly Pond, 53. Brindley Mountain, 0. Hopeful. Boy, the guys at Slap Out had a big win. Only it was by forfeit, 1-0 over Goshen. Homewood, 37. Hillcrest, 34. Hooper at Coosa Valley was canceled. Houston Academy, 42. Kinston, 19. Houston County, 19. Northside Methodist, 13. Hueytown, 57. Minor, 14. Huffman, 21. Benjamin Russell, 19. In a boy, in a jam-up nail-biter right there. Jackson, big win over T.R. Miller, 47-44. Jacksonville, 41. St. John Paul II, 0. James Clemens, 32. Murphy, 0. Jasper 35, Morris Hill 6, and John Carroll 27, Fultondale 0. We'll be back with more on the Quail Creek High School football scoreboard when we return to Prep Sports to the, well, let me fix that, to the Charleston Gas Lanterns Prep Sports Report, coming to you live from the Eastern Shore Toyota and Hyundai Studios, located right here in the heart of Mobile, Alabama, and we are presented by our good friends at Alpha.
Welcome back to the Charleston Gas Lanterns Prep Sports Report. This segment presented by Green and Phillips Attorneys at Law. Now, back to the show.
I seen your picture. All right, welcome back to the Charleston Gas Lanterns Prep Sports Report. Do you need help in your business or family life with your state or national government? If so, please give our friend Braxton Counts a call at 251-476-9900. Braxton and Jimmy Duncan, a member of the United States Congress for over 30 years, have teamed up to put you in front of the right people in either Montgomery or Washington, D.C. You know, folks, we say it all the time, it's all about relationships, and Braxton and Jimmy have those relationships in both Montgomery and Washington, D.C. Give Braxton Counts a call at 251-476-9900. All right, also, let me give you a hint here. You can text us, too. You can check with me on Twitter at Coach Cleave, at Coach Cleave on Twitter. Let's continue with the Quail Creek High School football scoreboard as we keep going a little bit further south here now. That's the that's some good stuff right there. And Phyllis, there are a lot of zeros, darling. And to be honest with you, that'd be a pretty tough call to make for old Coach here, trying to count those up this morning, but I'll give you a hint. You can go to the AL.com website, and you can see all of them right there. John Carroll, 27, Fultondale, 0. Keith, 56, Wilcox Central, 0. Lamar County, 27, South Lamar, 0. Lynette, 54, Georgiana, 7. Coach Story, a huge, huge win for Lynette against Georgiana. The Leeds Green Wave, our Sylacauga Aggies fell last night. The debut of a new head football coach there in Sylacauga, and we're going to get him on pretty soon. 40-20 is the Green Wave defeated the Sylacauga Aggies, 40-20. Lee of Huntsville, 54, Columbia, 0. Lincoln, 14, Southside Gadsden, 6. Lochapoca, 38, Beulah, 27. Laverne, 34, Jayer Blackshire, 7. Macon East. Boy, every time I think about Macon East, I think about our good buddy Glenn Lott. Head football coach there for many, many years now. I think he's just the athletic director. Deserves his kind of seat in the sun. But Macon East 20, Lowndes Academy 12. Maplesville 14, Highland Home 13. I bet you can't guess what the Highland Home calls their football team and all their sports team. The Flying Squadron. Marion County 35, Waterloo 6. McAdory 21, St. Paul 7. Long trip for Coach Steve Mask and over into the west side of Birmingham. I wouldn't want to play St. Paul's next week either. Well, that'll be a regroup, and I promise you they'll be ready to play. Meek 40, Cold Spring 6. Montevallo 30, Marbury 13. Montgomery Academy 38, St. James 36. Well, that was a, 38-36. Those two schools, I don't think they exchanged Christmas cards, but it was a great football game there. Montgomery Catholic, under a new head football coach, defeats B.B. Comer 35-0. Moody 49, Elmore County 28. Look at this score right here. Mountain Brook 33, Vestavia 3. Tough debut for Coach Sean Calhoun, coming over from Carrollton, Georgia, trying to replace, or not replace, because you can't replace a Buddy Anderson, but tough debut for Coach Calhoun there, 33-3, Mountain Brook and Chris Yeager's Spartans defeat the Vestavia Hill Rebels. Munford 42, Talladega 28, New Brockton 33, Cottonwood 14, Northridge of Tuscaloosa 28, Sipsey Valley 6, Oak Mountain 46, Chelsea 19, Aniana 41, Cleveland 20. Yep, you were right. That is where Josh Niblett started his head coaching career. Aniana Redskins, 41. Cleveland, not kin to us, 20. Opp defeated Geneva, 1-0. Here we go again. Mike Dubose, coming back home to be the head coach, gets a win 1-0 over Geneva. Orange Beach 50, J.F. Shields 0. Congratulations to Coach Smith there. A great win there. Parker 28, American Christian 27. American Christian had a coach had to step in because their head coach stepped away 3 weeks ago. Tough debut for the new head coach at American Christian. Pelham 42, Mortimer Jordan 6. Phil Campbell 27, Phillips Bear Creek 0. You're not going to believe this score, folks. Absolutely are not going to believe it. Pike Road 76, McGill 51. Not a lot of defense there. Now, we know personally the defensive coordinator at McGill Toulon, and I can promise you, I don't think there'll ever be 76 points scored again on McGill with the defensive coordinator that they've got there. Quite a man. Tough opening game for Norman Joseph. Expect McGill to reboot, absolutely, after a 76-51 loss over at their home field right here in Mobile, Alabama. Prattville 41, Wetumpka 13. That was kind of the debut also, the opening of the new football complex there in Wetumpka. And when you look at that, what a big win for the new head coach there at Prattville. Raglan 40, Valley Head 18. Ramsey 33, Bessemer City 6. Bessemer City now is the old Jess Lanier. That was the home of one Phil Lazenby. That's where he grew up, played right there for the Jess Lanier football team. Ranburn 28, White Plains 26. Randolph 48, Elkmont 7. Rehoboth 34, Providence Christian 7. Rogers 37, East Limestone 20. Russell County 29, Smith Station 22. Sachs 42, Sylvania 32. Sampson 12, Marengo 6. Scottsboro 16, North Jackson 12. Section 34, Collinsville 6. Spain Park 37, Huntsville 13. Stanhope Elmore 37, Selma 0. Strawn 42, Pleasant Home 6. Sulligent 28, East Lawrence 7. Summerton Christian 26, Victory Christian 6. Susan Moore 31, West End Walnut Grove 12. Tharptown 22, Shoals Christian 6. In a big win last night, Theodore. Coach Eric Collier. Golly, we're so glad to see Eric Collier on the sidelines. Great win for the Theodore Bobcats, led by, boy, I'm talking about a good-looking young running back named Kirsten Rogers. They defeat Jeff Kelly and our buddy Brett Boutwell and that fine staff there. That's two of the best high school staffs you'll see in high school football, Theodore and Sarah Land, and Theodore wins that game 28-14. Great to see Coach Collier on the field. Not a better guy, not a better football coach around. Glad to see him there. Thompson 55, Oxford 0. Mark Freeman just keeps on keeping on. 55-0 over Oxford. Tuscaloosa County 59, Paul Bryant 34. Valley 18, Beauregard 7. Verbena 36, Coosa Central 8. Wadley 27, Horseshoe Bend 7. West Blockton 43. And to wrap it up, down into Wiregrass, Wicksburg 53. And the coming home of our good buddy Rodney Dollar at Headland, Alabama. Wicksburg defeats Headland 53-7. Boy, I'm telling you, tough night for Rodney Dollar, but I promise you, they'll get better too. And that kind of wraps up all the scores from around the state of Alabama on the Quail Creek High School football scoreboard. Now, I said it a little bit earlier, but I want people to keep an eye on this young man down in Gulf Shores. Mark Hudspeth, of course, guys, where else could you get a coaching staff to come in, and I don't, these guys may teach or they may not, I'm not sure, but Mark Hudspeth has done a heck of a job of getting a couple of college coaches and even an NFL coach to come into Gulf Shores and to coach there at that, to come in and coach. And I got to tell you this, I get a text from my buddy and my boss, Doug Barber. It's the end of the season tournament at the Robert Trent Jones course today. And a lot of pride on the line. Doug, Brent, Mike Reeves, Jimbo Tolbert, Kenny McClain, Matt Seymour, they're all playing for the Robert Trent Jones. I guess it's the, what would you call it? The tournament champions. Those guys have played all summer. Congratulations to you guys. Thanks for listening. But Ronnie Royal down there with Mark Hudspeth in Gulf Shores, transferred in from Alexandria. And, boy, they beat a good football team last night. This is going to be a good football team. Alberta, watch out for Nathan McDaniels. And the great thing about the guy at Alberta, I can promise you, Nathan McDaniel, those guys are going to be better fathers, better husbands in the future because they're around Nathan McDaniel. What a great guy he is. And excited for what's happening at that new, with that new program at Alberta. So Mark Hudspeth and the Gulf Shores Dolphins defeat Alberta last night. But they were led by Ronnie Royal. Ronnie Royal the third, to be honest with you. And that was a big win for the Gulf Shores team. Congratulations to Bart Sessions. Great win for the Alma Bryant team as they get an opening season win over our good buddy Lawrence Yeldon at BC Rain, 22-0. Hey, we're going to be back with Alvin Briggs, the executive director of the Alabama High School Athletics Association, just to kind of get a feel for what's going on. You folks up in Birmingham, the Juanita Bodie volleyball tournament's taking place over at the Hoover Finley Center. You don't want to miss that. Some of the best high school volleyball in the state of Alabama right there at the Juanita Bodie volleyball tournament, the 39th annual. And that is highlights opening weekend of high school volleyball in the state of Alabama. We'll be back with Alvin Briggs, the executive director of the Alabama High School Athletics Association.
Welcome back to the Charleston Guest Lanterns Prep Sports Report. The Pops Market communication lines are open at 251-343-0106. Now, back to the show.
All right, welcome back to the Charleston Guest Lanterns Prep Sports Report. And again, we've given you all the scores. We'll go back over a few of them a little later in the show. But if you have a question, you can text us at 251-343-0106. Or if you want to, you can call us at 251-343-0106. And without further ado, I want to bring in the executive director of the Alabama High School Athletics Association and a gentleman and a man who has my utmost respect and always has, even though he gives me a pretty hard time sometimes. But Alvin Briggs, his new executive director, succeeding Steve Savarese. He was his right-hand man for many years there at the High School Athletics Association. And only problem is Steve doesn't have a driver anymore. So I can tell you this, those guys have traveled many miles around the state of Alabama and they did an amazing job. And I can tell you this, there's no better person to succeed Steve than Alvin Briggs. Good morning, Coach.
Good morning, Rick. How are you and Mark doing this morning?
Well, Mark's absent. He slept in, Coach, and I'm going to tell you, Alvin, why he did. They canceled.
They canceled that game they're playing this morning. That's right. Yep. Yes, you are.
Yeah, going to play at 11. So he called last night and he said, man, I was looking forward to talking to Alvin, but now I said, well, Mark, come on in. He can't come in. He said I'd have to leave too early. So whatever.
Yeah, he would.
Hey,
I want to correct one thing you said, though.
Okay.
Because I don't want Beth to be mad with me. You know, Beth is coaches, you know, that's the main driver.
Oh, my God.
I don't want to get in trouble. I mean, you know, that was a shared duty we had there. So, it was fun to be able to go visit every corner of the state with Coach Savarese and, you know, it was extremely important that we did that, and and being those and supporting our schools, and, you know, just that's the great part of the job. It's just kind of like your radio show. You're doing that because you love high school athletics and everything that high schools and the communities stand for. So that's why you're doing this show. That's why you and Mark do it, and that's why it's important to you two.
Well, there's no doubt, and that's, you know, we said a long time ago, 20 years. We just figured it out the other day. This is the 20th football season, and we do it because we believe in building coaches, players, and officials up and not being a part of tearing them down. There's enough of that, so that's what we try to do. Hey, talk about what's been going on in Montgomery the last couple of nights. I know y'all have had two big football games up there.
We had our annual kickoff classic in Crampton Bowl. That's on statewide television. We had Gonsville and, and Hanley on Thursday night was, you know, a good outcome. And then we had Dothan and Bob Jones last night, you know, from one corner of the state to the other corner of the state. You know, we just and that's what we try to do. We try to bring different classes, different communities together there in Montgomery to show them off, begin the season off.
I think it's a great idea, and obviously our buddy Smitty Grider, boy, I'm telling you, you put Northview, can you imagine this? You put Northview and Dothan together? Good gracious alive, Alvin, that ought to be, man, they should be pretty good in the years to come.
You know, Smitty's done a great job everywhere he's been. You know, when he took over Beauregard and what he did there and did there, and then the same thing when he left and went, came down to Montgomery at Pike, Park Crossing and built that up and had those great athletes. And then to take over, you know, matter of fact, he took over for LaRon White, who left Dothan before they consolidated.
Right.
And went up to, Kevis White, and went up to Bob Jones. So that was kind of a mutual friendship there, and they kind of met. And tell you what, it was a display of athleticism last night. There were some athletes on that field from Northwest Alabama to Southeast Alabama. I'm telling you what, now there was some athletes running around out there.
Did you travel last night?
No, I stayed in Crampton Bowl and watched that game. We'll begin our travels next week. We'll look at that. I'm will be down in your area here pretty soon, and to catch up with my wingman, Coach Savarese, and we're gonna catch a couple of ball games, and probably won't leave for a couple of days. You know, see if I can't hang around him for a minute.
Hey, you make him drive. I love that. He's got to drive. That's the one thing.
I got to say this because I know he's listening. So I said, Coach, I sent him a text, and we've talked a couple of times. And say, I'm coming down to see you. He said, oh, good. Will you buy me dinner? Will you buy me and Beth dinner? I said, Coach, you made me buy you dinner before this. I mean, what's going to change? Our coach is.
I know.
We all love him, and he's my wingman. It's a great and father figure, and just loving with everything I got in me, and wouldn't be in the place I am now without him. So it's a competitive. You know how Coach is. He's very competitive,
yeah.
And whenever you get that upper hand on you, he's gonna be on you for a minute.
Hey, we're talking to Alvin Briggs, the newly I don't say appointed. I just think he got into the job because he earned the job. That's what I say. But he was appointed by the Central Board. But I got to ask you this. In your first, I guess, month or so, how things going in the office, and has your mom had to call you yet?
My mom hadn't called me yet. because I tried to go visit her a couple of times a week and sit down. So I hadn't gotten in trouble with mama yet. But you know, things are great. You know, we had a summer conference, and that went great to be back and in person and get the membership back together and talk about the opening of school. And that's what it's about. It's that time of year the regiment start with open school and get the recommendations out to our membership about, you know, continue to do what we need to do for this, you know, for the pandemic and making sure we do the things we got to do to mitigate it and continue to follow the recommendation of the health director and all of the health directors that we have. Because what you have to remember, and you know this, you know, our office is not medical experts, so we depend on a lot of people to help our membership navigate this. And I believe our membership will do it. Our communities will do what needs to be done so our student athletes can participate in fall sports and winter sports and in spring sports. You know, we've talked about this before, but, we just need to continue to do what needs to be done so we can continue to mitigate and have our student athletes a chance to participate and get out and have a chance to participate in championships a little later in the year.
And we're talking to Alvin Briggs, Executive Director of the Alabama High School Athletics Association. And I want to throw a name out there to you because they're one of the sponsors and one of the people that you guys depend in. Our buddy Paul Henderson up in Decatur and Page Plash here in Mobile. Encore, everywhere you go just about, we see trainers on the field. And I know when we have our championships, Encore, they have it covered all over. So talk just a little bit about one of your corporate sponsors there, Encore, who does an amazing job for us all over the state providing trainers.
They do. I mean, they do an outstanding job, Paul. And you know, they are providing a service that, you know, most of our schools couldn't provide for themselves. And to be able to, you know, to support our schools and help cover, you know, what we're doing, championships. But, you know, not just in football, but every sport that goes on the campus, Encore is there to support it and to help the athletes through injuries. And even some of the fans, you know, when something happened up in the stands, they're on the spot. And that's one of those services that, you know, that you can't account for. That, you know, you need them, and, you know, they don't get much glory. And, you know, we fully thank Paul and what they do for us and continue to do for us. And it's a great partnership that we're glad that was established long before Alvin Briggs even reached Alabama High School Athletic Association.
Well, they certainly do an amazing job. And we got a guy here with us at UMS Wright, Stacy Harrelson, who's kind of their area. He kind of coordinates things for them. I can't tell you how much he does for all of us at UMS. But the thing about Encore is every state championship, it doesn't matter what sport it is, they have representatives there representing Encore, but working on behalf of their relationship with the Alabama High School Athletic Association to take care of any injuries at every state championship we have.
You know, the most important part of that is they're there from beginning to the end, and if something happened to an athlete, that they're on the spot and they're taking care of them. They're helping the parents do whatever they need to do to make sure that the long-term care of the injuries is there. And you know, you mentioned Stacy. Stacy is on our medical advisory committee, and he does a great job. And not only is he a great trainer, Stacy's a great man. You know what he does in the summertime with those students volunteering and taking them to parts of the country that they would never go to. I mean, you know, those are the things that I've never seen that people like Stacy Harrelson does and continue to do that you need to, you know, tip your hat off to.
Big guy, thank you for taking 15 minutes. This is probably the only day you get maybe a couple of hours off. Maybe a couple of hours.
You know, it's a thankless job, but a job we all love. That's what, as a staff, we was talking about last night at the Crafton Bowl. I mean, if you don't love athletics, you know, you don't need to be in the business of being around athletics. And if you don't love school, and everybody that's in our office are school people, they love their schools, they love the school communities, and that's why we work so hard. And, you know, and I appreciate what you do, Rick. You know, not only do you believe in high school athletics and you believe in the coaches and you made the statement, are you there to help lift it, but If you didn't love what you do and love high school athletics, you wouldn't be doing that. So we appreciate you for doing that. We'll take our hat off to you, brother.
Hey, you take care. You know how I feel about you, buddy. Take care. We'll see you soon.
All right, appreciate it.
All right, that's Alvin Briggs, Executive Director of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. And we'll be back right after this on the Charleston Gaslanders Prep Sports Report. We're going to talk to a baseball guy, Kevin Raley, about his two players that just had an amazing draft.
Charleston Gas Lanterns Prep Sports Report is live every Saturday morning beginning at 8. Now back to the show.
Look out behind you. We got to get a little Boz Scaggs on here. And if we don't here by Skaggs on Saturday morning. And let me tell you this. I'm listening last night to Michael Knapp and Todd Morris on the UMS Right radio broadcast. And doggone it, I'm going to have to charge them. They're using the same music we use. And, boy, that's good stuff. We got to bring somebody in from UMS again today because, of course, first of all, I absolutely love the place, and I think we got as great a group of coaches over there as has been assembled. I mean, people in every sport, you're covered. And baseball-wise, I think we got the best that there's ever been. I do. I think this guy's as good a high school baseball coach as ever walked the third baseline in the dugout and whatever. And that's Kevin Raley. And good morning, Coach. How you doing, pal?
I'm doing good, Coach. How are you, bud?
I'm good. I need to talk a little bit about Tanner Allen and Maddox Bruins because
I get this.
Doggone, if I go in a golf shop or if I go in a grocery store, Coach, what's going on with those two guys? Can you tell us? I said, no, I can't, but I can promise you Kevin can, so we'll get him on. What's going on with Tanner and right now with the Marlins?
Well, he is still in Jupiter, Florida. And it's a little A-ball team down there. And I talked to him, I guess it was last Friday, I guess, and they just loaded the bus. They were on the road. They had a doubleheader on the road. Said he had about a four-hour trip. And he was struggling. You know, he was like, Skip, you know, he was like, I'm 0 for 15, and you know. And I said, look, dude, I said, you know how this game is, boom, boom, boom. And then next thing you know, he's 7 for his last 11, and he's got four triples.
Yeah.
So, you know, I mean, he's just – Tanner always, you know, well, you know what I'm about to say. Athletes will make that adjustment,
yeah.
And he always made it, and it never got him down. You know, he just kind of next thing you know, he's 8 for 10 with 2 home runs. That's just the way it was.
You know, I was just thinking as you said that traveling on those buses, I bet they traveled a lot better at Mississippi State than they do.
You know they did.
I
it's like in junior college days when you got two raw eggs and a ham and cheese sandwich in a bag.
Good Lord, have mercy. You're right about that, too, now. And I can tell you some stories about that kind of traveling. That's some tough stuff there. You and I kind of were children of that league, so I can promise you that. You know, when you think about Tanner, and then I want to get to Maddox in a minute, but when you think about Tanner, you know, and we both have sons. And we both love our sons dearly. But, you know, for people that are from the outside looking in, this is a kid that you want your daughter, and you have a beautiful daughter, and I'm blessed to have a beautiful daughter. That's the kind of kid you want your daughter to bring home one day.
And, yeah. I mean, he's just, you know, Tanner's always been so focused on baseball, you know. And outside of that, he's just, you know, he's never been the – let's go out, guy. Let's go. Yeah, that's not Tanner. Tanner's just he's a great kid, and you know, Greg and Wendy did a wonderful job with that boy.
Well, they sure have, and their coach, his high school coach, did a great job too. But Kevin, you influenced him a little bit too much. I got to tell you, you influenced him to go to the woods a little bit too much, probably.
he is crazy about that now.
Well, there ain't nothing wrong with that. I can assure you. Let's talk about Maddox. Maddox Brun. Number 29 overall pick in the first round draft. Pretty good slot. Pretty good slot there as far as value is concerned.
Right.
So what's the story with Maddox right now?
He is in Glendale, Arizona, and it's kind of like a training camp. And I might be wrong, but I think the White Sox share that site with them. I think if that's the one I'm thinking it is.
Yeah.
And he's stolen, you know, every 4 or 5 days. You know, in some situational stuff like that, and that's about it. You know, he said that I don't think they're going to make the assignment for him. You know, he said that, you know, obviously with him being a first round pick, you know, sometimes they, you know, they treat them with a little different kind of hands, if you know what I mean. You know,
steak instead of sausage.
He comment that he didn't think that he would throw over 60 pitches for the rest of the summer, in one outing, because high school season. What he's been doing in the offseason, and then now he's playing. So then they want to get him into their program, their full program, obviously, when spring training starts in January.
Yeah.
That's, I think, is what their goal is.
Yeah, well, I call that the state league as opposed to the sausage league. I mean,
there you go. That's right.
That's exactly what he was.
That's a good way to put it.
I'm telling you. Well, and when you talk about great families with Wendy and Greg, but you also talk about another great family and that mom and daddy. So Maddox, man, what a great foundation he's
got. And of course, Lila's still at UMass, and she's playing basketball, and I think she's doing a little swimming, and you know, she's just a sweetheart. You know, just you know, good people to be around.
Okay, so now Vicky is calling. You know, we're calling her the Olympic coach.
Right.
So we've got to call you the number one draft coach. I mean,
no,
we got to do that. I mean, if you know, that's just. I think I'm going over by the school today. I'm gonna decorate your door. I think that's a good idea. I mean,
don't do that.
Well, because you furnish Wes and I with all the dadgum jerky that we can eat.
So. And you know, and I forgot. I was supposed to bring Doherty's doggone meat, and I forgot. And I got to get it to him Monday, dadgum it.
And there's a guy who's killing it on the golf course. He's just killing it.
Oh, my God. He sent out a text this morning, won't know if anybody wanted to play. Last time I played with him, he shot 35, 39. He shot 74.
Good
gosh. Killing the ball.
Well, last time I played with him, he was hitting everything left, right, left, right.
Yeah.
Never did hit it down the middle, and now he's shooting in the 70. So that's good
it.
For him. Kevin, thank you for spending some time. Real quick, we'll wrap it up with one thing. You saw the game last night.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't want to play UMS. I wouldn't want to play UMS or St. Paul's or McGill next week. When is the last time that all three on O'Shell Road lost their opener? I can't remember a time. Can't remember.
Goodness gracious, that's a dang good question, man. I have no idea.
76 to 51, McGill.
Yeah, I went to bed, too, my wife came in. She said, Kevin, you're not going to believe the score. Now, that quarterback from Pike Road was the center fielder this past year in baseball.
Really?
Good ball player.
Pretty good.
Really, really good athlete.
Well, we saw a little bit of them last year in the playoffs, and had that quarterback been there, it might have been a different story.
Yeah, well, that's what the baseball coach, that's what Alan told me. He said, you know, he said, if this guy here not been hurt, he said, this guy here, he said, he's a good baseball player. He said, but you ought to see him on the football field.
Good gracious. Hey, have a great weekend. Tell your beautiful wife we said hello. And if you see your father-in-law, tell him thank you. He'll know what you mean. Okay?
I sure will.
Take care, buddy. We'll see you later. That's Coach Kevin Raley. Well, when you talk about cream of the crop, that's the guy. Kevin Raley, head baseball coach at UMS Wright. Hey, we'll be back with more on the Charleston Gas Lanterns Prep Sports Report. You don't want to miss this, Sylacauga. Coach Harold Brooks. Yep, he ran the boys club forever. Also a coach over at B.B. Comer. He's our legend this week right here on the Charleston Gas Lanterns Prep Sports Report.
It's time for the Charleston Gas Lanterns Prep Sports Report. Here are your hosts, Coach Rick Cleveland and Coach Mark Lassiter.
Down around the corner, half a mile from here, see them both in front and you watch them disappear. But I love, where would you be now? Love.
All right, welcome back to the Charleston Gas Lanterns Prep Sports Report. And we're coming to you live from the Eastern Shore Toyota and Hyundai Studios, located right here in the heart of Mobile, Alabama. And we are presented by our good friends at Alpha. You know, we've been doing this Legends series and all summer, and we're going to close it out on this program. And we're going to honor a guy that has made a difference in thousands and thousands and thousands of young people's lives. Coach Harold Brooks not only coached at B.B. Comer High School in Sylacauga, but he has dedicated his life to the youth of Sylacauga, Alabama, for 39 years. You know, he's won awards from the Alabama Georgia Boys Club Council, the Man of the Year and the Man and Youth Award, which has been presented to a person who has dedicated his life to working and preparing young men and women, who he's influenced greatly as well, but particularly young men, to become better husbands and better fathers. And let me tell you this. I'm just going to throw this in. You know, Billy Livens at Jeff Davis hooked me into playing a lot of slow pitch softball, and I was average, to say the least. This guy may be the best, not maybe, and we played all over this country playing slow pitch softball. This guy right here, he's the best shortstop I ever got on the field with, bar none. Nobody could touch him. Good morning, Harold Brooks. How you doing, Coach?
Morning, Rick. Good to talk to you, buddy.
Man, it's good to talk to you. And this guy, when he stepped on the baseball field, he was all serious. And that was just the way he played the game. And it rubbed off on a lot of us younger guys, I can tell you that. But, Coach, we just want to talk just a little bit about your life. You have dedicated your life to serving young people. And just kind of give us the genesis, the beginning of how that got started in your adulthood.
Rick, I worked at Morris Club when I was in high school as a cleanup boy, clean up at the football practice and things. And Mr. Walker encouraged me, to go into that one day. So when I graduated Jacksonville State, I had an opportunity to go to Morris Club in Chattanooga, Tennessee in 1966. And so I went up and stayed about a year and a half there. And, enjoyed it, and of course my parents was older and had some health issues, and I had to come back to Chicago. And fortunate enough to get a job over at B.B. Comer with Coach Overton, his first year as head coach, and Coach Hayes, of course, and was there for 5 years before I went over to the Morris Club. So from 5 years to about 40-something, it's been all kids at the Morris Club.
You know, Coach, when you think about the boys' club and where it used to be right there on the strip, right down from Sylacauga High School, as a matter of fact, from the stadium, I don't know what time you opened, but it seemed like I spent all day in there. I mean, playing bumper pool and just competing. And
right.
You know, that's kind of really – that's one of the places where we learn to compete and we learn how to act. And that was because of your mentorship. Talk about some of the people that came in there and some people that have meant a lot to you in your life.
Well, we've had a lot of kids who've come through, Rick, like yourself, went on and did real well in life that we're very proud of. I've had a lot of kids who come from some probably not so good a situation that had worked their way out of that and has accomplished a lot in their lives that we're always proud of those. And of course, we've had the mayor of Sylacauga, Bruce Carr, he came through the Boys Club. And we've got lawyers like Brad Proctor and, a lot of those kids have come through and done really well that we're proud of. And we've had two kids to come through that are playing professional baseball. And, of course, the first one was Aaron Wasserman.
Right.
Who came through, and he signed, played with the White Sox a season or two, I think. And I've got one that's still playing, Zayas Wheeler. He's playing in Japan now, and he had signed with the Milwaukee Brewers.
Right.
And he went from there, he's in Japan enjoying his life right now. We're real proud of him.
I know you are, Coach. Talk just a little bit about your family, Coach, because I know they're near and dear to your heart.
Yeah, I've been blessed. The good Lord's blessed me with a wonderful wife. We've been together since, I guess, our eighth, ninth grade in high school, which has been forever. But we've been married 57 years, and we've got four kids. Of course, Tracy and Wendy, the girls, and I had twin boys,
right?
Jody and Jake. Yeah. We're real proud of all of them. They've all been to college and they've done real well. We've got I got eight grandchildren and one great great grandkid that came in 2 or 3 weeks ago.
Good gosh.
So we've really been blessed. Tracy works as a pharmacist at the hospital, and Wendy works with the State Board of Education out of Montgomery.
Right.
And Jody is working at the Morris Club in my place.
Right.
And Jay is coaching at Sylacauga here at Indian Valley Elementary, and then he's an assistant baseball coach. So we've really been blessed over the years.
Well, you sure have, Coach. And I said in the opening, Billy Livens, who was a longtime football coach at Jeff Davis High School and then at Vero Beach, Florida. Got us into to playing softball with his people. But the first softball I ever played was with a team that I guess you were the main part of it because you were the guy that – you were our leader. And I don't even remember who coached us. I mean, they just put us out there. But how did you get started? Tell us a little bit about baseball and Harold Brooks and a little bit about softball because, Coach, you were phenomenal in the middle infield.
Well, that was always my sport. Baseball was my thing because I was always real small, played in the first Little League game in Sylacauga in 1953.
Wow.
And that was back in those days we didn't have but about eight teams in the league, but it was always great. And then, of course, Babe Ruth, and then high school at B.B. Comer. And then I was lucky enough to get to play at Jacksonville State University with Coach Rudy Abbott. Everybody said, did you play for Rudy? I said, no. I'm so old, I played with Rudy. but that was a great experience for me. And then I got to sign a little contract with Pittsburgh Pirates and played a little bit in the Bush Leagues and never did make it to the big time. But I've always loved baseball. That would have been my dream, you know, if the good Lord was to come down and say, you know, Coach, you can do anything you want to do. You can be a rocket scientist. You can be a doctor, a lawyer, whatever. I'd be putting on the pinstripes at Yankee Stadium tonight. But I love it that much. And, of course, softball, I got into in about 67, 68 with a group called Talladega County Merchants.
Right.
And Doug Camp was the leader of that.
Right.
And, gosh, we played. And, you know, we picked you up. We've got Randy. We picked up several. And we've done a good bit of traveling, had a lot of playing. And in 96, Pat Atkinson, the state director, he called and let me know that we had been honored with being able to be in the Hall of Fame.
Right.
In softball, and that was, you know, a big thing for me. And my family was with me, and we always used softball as a family outing.
Right.
Not just, you know, tournaments. We'd go and we'd carry the family, spend the weekend. When the twins were small, we'd break out a baby pen, put them under a pine tree, and play ball. All day.
Yeah, yes, sir. It was all day, especially if you got in that loser's bracket. And I don't remember your team getting in the loser's bracket too oftentimes, but I know this. It was kind of like you put a 10 out there at shortstop, and nothing got by you. Nothing got by you. And if it did, that glove was getting a workout. We're going to work it out. Coach, we're coming up on a hard break. But when we come back, I want to talk about Bobby Overton, and I want to talk about Coach Hayes and the relationship that you guys had. Y'all had an amazing staff, but the thing about it is y'all were all so close and close-knit. I want to talk about that when we return to the Charleston Gas Lanterns Prep Sports Report with Coach Harold Brooks.
Welcome back to the Charleston Gas Lanterns Prep Sports Report. Call or text the Prep Sports Report at 251-343-0106 on the Pops Market communication lines. Now, back to the show.
Hi, welcome back to the Charleston Gas Lanterns Prep Sports Report. And we are continuing our legend series with Coach Harold Brooks, longtime director of the Boys Club in Sylacauga, coach at B.B. Comer High School in Sylacauga, and a guy that this guy has as much respect for this man as any man that's ever been a part of our life. And even though I was on the other side of the tracks going to school, Coach Brooks made an unbelievable impression and footprint in our life, and I certainly want to share his life with all of our listeners all over the Southeast because this is a guy that does exactly what this show is all about, making a difference in young people and being a part of building up players, coaches, and officials and not being a part of tearing them down. Coach, you were on staff with Bobby Overton, took, I guess, his first year as a head coach, and you joined that staff. Talk just a little bit about the chemistry of that staff, Coach, because it always seemed to me to be amazing.
Well, yeah, we had a good group, and you know, it just sort of seemed like faith. When I mentioned a while ago, I had come back from Chattanooga Boys Club and was hunting a job, and I was going through the County Board of Education, and went over and interviewed, as a matter of fact, with Childersburg over there. They were going, I think, maybe give me a little junior high job, and I had used Coach Hayes as a reference, and so I left Childersburg and went by Comer to, you know, thank him for putting a good word in for me. And he asked me, was I offered a job? I said, well, I think I'm going to be. And he said, well, have you signed a contract? I said, no. He said, well, Coach Mason's leaving, and we got an opening if you want it to be baseball and assistant football. I said, yeah. You know, I jumped all over that. And that's how I got back to Comer. It was Bobby's first year when Coach Mason left, and I stayed with him 5 years, and we had a great relationship. And Coach Hayes was athletic director.
Right.
And he had basketball coach. And I think my second year there, they won the state championship in basketball. But, you know, we did. We were real close. We supported each other. And I know during football season, I'd have junior high or B team football. And then on Friday nights, we'd be with the varsity. And I was at school or on the field most of the time my 5 years there. But we all worked well together. We never had any situations. And I can honestly say, and I know there are a lot of staffs out there that are great, but this bunch, it's about as good I was able to work with two good Christian men. I never heard them cuss a player. I never heard them, you know, I mean, we get on them pretty good. But it was always, that has always stuck out with me. And, of course, you know how a lot of football coaches get and get all crazy. And, but, you know, this bunch, they're tough, and they were disciplinarians. But they did it the right way, and it made a whole lot of difference with a whole lot of kids.
Well, and Coach, y'all certainly had some tremendous athletes at B.B. Comer. I mean, you talk about Coach Hayes, and that's when they had Mull and Cosper and that group, and had a little point guard named Jerry Taunton. And I mean, that was a great group of guys, and you know, even you know, I never understood this, Coach, and maybe that's just me, but there was a rivalry between B.B. Comer and Sylacauga. But I know Rick Morris and I, we talked about this one time. I always pulled for B.B. Comer when they weren't playing Sylacauga. Dislike or anything in our days. I mean, it was, we pulled for each other, and for some reason that doesn't prevail all around the state of Alabama for schools that are in the same community.
Right. You're absolutely right. And of course, you know, we, during the summers, we'd always play Little League or Babe Ruth together.
Right.
And had a lot of friends from Sylacauga. You know, Ricky Jones was always a great friend of mine. And, we played baseball for years together. We'd play against each other and with each other. Sort of like our old softball days. Someday
right.
You'd be on the field, you'd be playing against somebody you played with last week.
That's right.
but it was a lot of fun. I know, you know, one summer here we had played 160 games of softball.
Good gracious.
And I said, dang, if I keep doing that, I'm going to go home. My wife had my bag on the porch. But it was so much fun. We loved it. We loved it and enjoyed it, and it was, you know, great for us.
Well, I think it had a lot to do with in the late 60s and early 70s about the two head coaches there, in Bobby Overton and Tom Calvin. Because
There's no doubt about that, Rick. I think, you know, we respected Coach Calvin as much as anybody that you would play in. And he was a lot like Bobby. He was a strict disciplinarian.
Right.
And, you know, he made the field house is named after him, as well as Comer's field house is named after Bobby.
Right.
Which, deservingly so. And, you know, but, yeah, Tom had a lot of good football players. And I know you played for him, and you can attest that he didn't put up with no stuff either.
No, Coach, he didn't. You're right. No, sir, he did not. But, and it was always a good rivalry, Coach, when we did play. And it broke my heart here a couple of years ago when that rivalry was stopped. I understand why, but it was always such a good rivalry, and there was never any hanky-panky. There was never any, you know, we just never had any bad stuff going on between us. But I realized that the program at B.B. Comer had got down in numbers, and they just didn't feel like it was right. But that was kind of a sad day for me when the Tigers and the Aggies didn't play.
Yeah, it has been for a lot of folks. And, of course, you know, both of them usually get in the playoffs and playing the last game against each other. They're beating each other up so bad.
Right.
You know, they'd have a rough time in the playoffs. Yeah. But this spring, I think, they played a half a game, spring game with them. And it went really well. And I wouldn't be surprised maybe down the road it re-hooks up.
I got tickled, Coach. And I don't remember where I was coaching at the time, but a guy comes out, and he's an official, and somebody says, you know, that's Coach Brooks' son-in-law. And I said, you got to be kidding me. And dadgummit, he wasn't as good an official as we've ever had. I mean, doggone good official, Coach. And so it rubbed off on
Joe Allen. Yeah, that's Tracy's husband.
Yeah.
And he was, you know, real active until his old legs got so bad. He was real active in the Umpire Association, and he did a good job. He didn't play no favorites, that's for sure. But Joe, you know, he played softball with us. He could hit one a half a mile. And that was always good to have, too. And of course, I tell Tracy he don't play good this weekend. He don't eat supper.
I love that, Coach. I love that. Well, he's a doggone good official, Coach. I can tell you that. And certain things warm your heart. There's certain things about home that just tickle you pink. And I know you are that guy because home is special to you. Home is special to you. And you and Richie. Richie'd be playing second, and you'd be playing short, and there wasn't anybody better. Wasn't anybody better. So,
well, I appreciate that, Rick. We had a lot of fun.
We did have a lot of fun. Yep, lots and lots of fun, Coach. It is an honor for us to have you on our show, and I want to thank you for taking a half an hour out of your day just to spend it with our listeners all across the southeastern part of the United States. And I want people to know that this is a man who has made a difference, a huge difference in thousands of young people's lives. And, Coach, I want to tell you from my heart, thank you for what you did in my life. And I will always love Harold Brooks for a lot of reasons. But thank you so very much because you are a difference maker.
I appreciate it, Rick. And wish you all the best, son. I hope you just continue to be successful, and anytime you're in this neighborhood, you know you're welcome.
Well, I sure do appreciate that, Coach. Please say hello to your whole family, because you're family to us, and we appreciate you. God bless you, and good health to you as you go forward.
You too, Rick.
Thanks. That's Coach Harold Brooks. Folks, I'm going to tell you something. When you live in a small town and you got a man like Harold Brooks who is over the boys' club, he always had a kind word for you, but I'm going to tell you this. If you got out of line, he knew how to correct you, and it wasn't profanity or anything like that. He could look you in the eye, and he would say, right is right and wrong is wrong. And that's a lesson that has stayed with this guy for his entire life. Thanks, Coach Harold Brooks. You are a legend because you've made a difference in so many young people's lives. We'll be back with Charleston Gas Lanterns Prep Sports Report.
Welcome back to the Charleston Gas Lanterns Prep Sports Report, presented by Alpha Insurance. Here are your hosts, Coach Rick Cleveland and Coach Mark Lasseter.
When you do a radio show for 20 plus years, there's certain people that just make an impression, a positive impression. And You know, there's two ladies that I, and really, to be honest with you, I would know them simply because I have been in their presence once or twice in my life. But there's two ladies that have listened to our show and have been so kind and giving that I want to recognize those two ladies today. There's a lady by the name of Sheila Lee, who is a teacher. And not only is she a teacher, she's an encourager. And she has spent her lifetime encouraging students to be the best they can be and to empower them in so many ways. And Sheila, it seems like every Saturday we get, and sometimes during the week, we get encouraging notes, Mark and I do, from her. And she is such an amazing lady in all that she does. And we thank her for being a part of PSR. And, you know, it's sometimes it's real touching. I mean that because we do this because we want to be a part of building players, coaches, and officials up, not be a part of tearing them down. And then there's a lady over to Legree's, right there on, right next to our favorite restaurant, right there on Highway, I guess it's 181 and the intersection of 64. Our favorite one is Craver's, right there. But Patty at Allegri's. Patty is also that encourager. And there's never a time that those folks, those two ladies, don't send us a message or let us know how much the show means to them. And that's special to us. And we appreciate those two ladies. We get something from them almost every week. And it's a joy. And it means a lot to us. And, you know, as we're going through this stuff with COVID and we're seeing people get, you know, just, I mean, there's a young lady, 22 years old, who got sick a week ago, and now she's on a ventilator. And we're not promised tomorrow, and we're going to we just need to recognize that. The people that are so kind and do so much for us in so many ways, we so much appreciate them. But those two ladies stand out to us here at PSR. Do you need help in your business or family life with your state or national government? If so, please give our friend a call, Braxton Counts, at 251-476-9900. Braxton and Jimmy Duncan, a member of the U.S. Congress for over 30 years, have teamed up to put you in front of the right people in either Montgomery or Washington, D.C. After all, it's all about relationships, and Braxton and Jimmy have those relationships in both Montgomery and Washington, D.C. Give Braxton Counts a call at 251-476-9900. And if you have a fender bender in this weather that we've had here lately, give our buddies at Premier Collision a call. See, Premier Collision is your local auto body repair shop. They're owned and operated locally in Mobile, Alabama, for all your auto body collision repairs. Trust the experts at Premier Collision, your auto repair specialist, 1177 Sledge Drive, Mobile, Alabama. Give our friend Chris Garris a call at 251-478-4500. I can promise you this, good quality parts, professional staff, the best prices in town. That's Chris Garris at Premier Collision, 1177 Sledge Drive, 251-478-4500. Got to give a shout-out to our buddy Pigskin Pete. You know, every football season, Pigskin Pete's in the studio, and they stay there from after the game until after midnight. And it's always an enjoyable show. He brings our friend Bina Brown in and Scott Todd and guys that love high school football. And you get a chance, listen to those guys. Pigskin Pete does a great job, and you get all the scores on Friday night right after the games. He interviews coaches and sometimes players, but just wanted to give a shout-out. Not on our radio station, it's another one, but the reason we want to shout-out to those guys is because they have a passion for high school sports, and they support high school players, coaches, and officials, and you don't ever hear anything negative from those guys. It's always good stuff. It's always a breath of fresh air on Friday nights to hear Pigskin Pete. So, you know, we went over the Quail Creek High School football scoreboard, and we certainly want to do that each and every week. We'll do it at the top of both hours. We'll do it at 8 and at 9. But if you ever want to know a score, you can certainly give us a call at 251-343-0106. or you can text us at 251-343-0106. Tell you what, let's do. Let's go to the Pops Market communication lines. Good morning. How you doing?
How we doing this morning?
Doing great. How you doing, pal?
Oh, it ain't nothing to it. Just like my paycheck. Well, you got this old truck driver, dump truck driver.
Yes, sir.
When I'm working on Saturdays, we listen to your program.
Well, thank you for that, sir.
Okay. I mean, y'all mean a lot. And while I'm talking to you, give me the score on the mayor of Montgomery, Baldwin County.
Okay.
I'll
give that to you, but go ahead.
Yes, sir. I was working last weekend. That Coach Coleman that you had the interview with.
Yes, sir.
Really touched me.
You know,
you can dress like a religion, and you can tote a Bible, you can do all that, but if it don't show in your life, it's all for naught.
You just hit it right in the head. I can tell you that, because Billy Coleman is exactly what you said he was, and he is as real can get. And I'm gonna tell you, Baldwin County beat Mary Montgomery last night. And let me find the score for you. And but thank you for saying that. 34-0, Baldwin County beat Mary Montgomery. Yeah, they beat.
I went to Mary Montgomery. That hurts.
Well. But, you know, the problem there is they don't give them a chance. We got to get somebody in there to stay there and to build a program from the ground up and go out to Sims, love that community, spend time in that community, and stay there and coach, because it's a great community, an awesome community.
Yeah.
So,
I was out there, and I'm proud to say that I went to school there, and all three of my children went to school there.
That's awesome.
So, but it's a great community, great school, everything, but we just can't seem to get things together.
Well,
to win some ball games.
Well, you got to get a coach in there that's going to stay there. Just stay there, okay. And got to have and really, I want to tell you, it's an administration too. You got to have a principal who supports it, and I don't know that they hadn't. I don't know the principal, but from what I understand, they got great administration. We just got to get a coach that wants to stay there and build a program there, and hopefully that's the case now. And you're going to take some lumps. Just take some lumps and build a program.
Well, I do want to tell y'all do a fine job every Saturday morning.
Well, thank you, sir. You're our kind of people, I can tell you that. You're our kind of people.
My CV handle is Fireball, but my name's Terry Allen. I grew up in Sims, and I live out that way, so... y'all, like I said, y'all do a fine job, and y'all hang in there. And every time I'm working, if I'm not in the woods, I'm listening to y'all.
Thank you, sir. God bless.
Have a good day here.
Yes, sir. You too. Man, that's always good to hear from folks like that. And we got another one, I think. Let's go to the Pops Market. Uh oh, they hung up on us. Let's try that one. Okay, they left us, but that's okay. And that was a score, and let's give you the 7A scores. Let's just do this. Somebody sent me a text, said, Coach, can we go through the 7A scores? Alma Bryant, 22, BC Rain, 0, Auburn, 45, Park Crossing, 0, Baker, 13, UMS Wright, 0, Brentwood Academy, 35, Florence, 18, Central of Phoenix City, 42, Peach County, Georgia, 23, Enterprise, 57, Bay, Florida, 21, Foley, 28, Robertsdale, 19. That is the – that's the 99th meeting between Foley and Robertsdale. Gadsden City, 34, Etowah, 0, Hewitt Trustful, 49, Pinson Valley, 27, James Clements, 32, Murphy, 0, Oak Mountain, 46, Chelsea, 19, Prattville, 41, Wetumpka, 6, and that's a new head coach as well there at Prattville. Congratulations there. Spain Park, 37, Huntsville, 13, Theodore. Congratulations to our buddy Eric Kyer. Big win over another of our good buddies, Jeff Kelly, over at Sarah Lynn. Two really good teams last night collided over at Theodore. And you know what? Our two pals, Jim and Dan, they did a great job broadcasting that job. And I was able to catch that on UTV 44. And I caught what you said, Jim. I caught it. And you and Dan did a great job, pals. You did a really good job. Thompson, Mark Freeman, and those guys go to Oxford. and they beat Oxford 55-0. Now, Keith Etheridge has left Oxford, and he's gone to Auburn. And Auburn last night had a huge win as well, beating Park Crossing 45-0. So, boy, that's two really good football teams. And then Tuscaloosa County beat Paul Bryant 59-34. I said earlier in the show, Old Shell Road, you have three great schools there. You have McGill-Tulane, have a new head football coach, Norman Joseph. You have UMS, who's got the legendary Terry Curtis, who just does an unbelievable job year in and year out. And then defending state champion St. Paul's at the upper end of Old Shell. Steve Mask, remarkable football coach and an even better man. And you look at those three, I cannot remember in 20 years of doing Prep Sports Report, I can't remember on opening night all three of those teams losing. We made the statement earlier that I sure would want to be their opponent next week. That would be a tough schedule to have to play one of those teams on Old Shell Road after a loss last night. But I can promise you all three of those men, I know two of them, and Steve Mask and Terry Curtis, that ain't going to set real well with them, and they will do everything in their power and their great coaching staffs to get those football teams back to where they need to be. You're listening to the Charleston Gas Lanterns Prep Sports Report, and we're coming to you live from the Eastern Shore Toyota and Hyundai Suit Studios in Mobile, Alabama. And you're also listening to us all over the state of Alabama on Fox Sports Central Alabama 98.3. We will return with our faith segment sponsored by Camp Grace.
This segment of the Charleston Gas Lanterns Prep Sports Report brought to you by Camp Grace. Now back to Coach Rick Cleveland.
Camp Grace is located in West Mobile, is the summer home of Camp Rapahope, Camp Mash, Camp Smile, and Camp Sugar Falls, as well as the home of Outback Mobile, and is shared by many other community organizations throughout the Mobile area. Camp Grace is a place where God's love is bestowed freely upon others, the true definition of God's grace. You know, when you talk about grace, and you talk about the life that coaches and players and officials lead, sometimes it's a crooked road because there's always obstacles that you got to go around. And we've had the occasion to spend a lot of time with a lot of different coaches and people who have made a difference in a lot of people's lives. One of those guys that this guy was able to spend a lot of time with was a man by the name of Bob Finley. Bob Finley was the head football coach at Berry High School in Birmingham, Alabama. Golly, Bob Finley was the biggest Tennessee fan I think I've ever known. And he was, I mean, everything about him was about right is right and wrong is wrong. And oftentimes, my relationship with Coach Finley was one where he would send me some different articles, and just never had the opportunity to coach with Bob Finley. I did have a chance to coach with a guy that was very similar to him in many ways, but never had the chance to coach with Bob Finley, a class act in every sense. He was a class act. We lost Bob Finley way too soon. He's cutting grass on the football field at Berry High School, which, by the way, is now Hoover High School. That became Hoover, and which has, you know, for many years was the dominant program in the state of Alabama. Coach Finley sent me this. I called them Finleyisms, and I want to share this with you. And he opens it by saying, "Rick, you know, all my life I've either gone to football games, played, or coached football. I go to bed thinking about, and I get up thinking about football." You know, Coach Finley's interest in football came from his family's athletic background. Because Finley's dad played football at Walker County High School in Jasper, Alabama, and his mother was good at basketball at Winfield High School. And he said that, you know, it is the personal satisfaction, certainly not monetary gain, that made Coach Finley work so hard. And the reward for Coach Finley was seeing athletes with minimal talent work hard and sometime along the way get a chance to do well. And when Coach Finley was a youngster, he went to a Baptist church where he was involved in Sunday school, Vacation Bible School, Baptist Young People's Union. And he was influenced by several super Christians along the way. And I'm sure just as many of your young people have been influenced by their coaches, principals, administrators, teachers, he was influenced by those people as well. And he actually accepted Christ as his Savior at the age of 10, but he didn't confess it until he was 16 during a revival at the First Baptist Church in Fayette, Alabama. Coach Finley sent me this, and he said, your passion for coaching is very similar to mine, but you're going to see winners and losers, and you have to be able to differentiate between those. So I want to share with you winners and losers from Bob Finley, former head football coach at Berry High School, coached a lot of great players and a lot of great men. A lot of his players have gone on to be very successful in almost every entity in life. Kurt Crane was one of his players. Kurt was played at Auburn and played for Coach Finley at Berry, later got into coaching. And lots and lots of stories, lots of heart-to-heart talks with Coach Finley. And this was certainly something that Kurt and I shared while he was a coach at South Alabama. And on my notes here, I've got this brought Kurt to tears. So I want to share it with our listeners this morning. Winners versus losers. The winner is always part of the answer. The loser is always part of the problem. I asked Coach Finley about that one day on the phone, and he said, Rick, it's not only in football or basketball or baseball. It's in law offices. It's in doctor's offices. It's in the postal service. It's in our federal government. It's in our state government. The winner is always part of the answer, and the loser is always part of the problem. The winner always has a program. The loser always has an excuse. One of Coach Finley's favorite things to say, we'd be playing basketball on Sunday afternoon at Berry High School, and he'd say, somebody'd make an excuse, and he'd say, that's an excuse. Everybody's got one. It's like a fanny. Everybody's got an excuse. Everybody's got a fanny. So that was a common Finleyism that he used. The winner says, let me do it for you. The loser says, that's not my job. I knew a guy one time that had a great job, and a lady asked him to do something, and he looked at her and he said, that's not my job. That person didn't keep that job very long, because every job, when you work for people and you work in a business, any job that you're asked to do, even though you might not be the most trained at that job, if you can do it, you need to do it. The winner says, let me do it for you. The loser says, that's not my job. The winner sees an answer for every problem. The loser sees a problem in every answer. Some of you folks that are corporate, that should resonate with you, because I'm sure that you folks that are in charge see this all the time. Those people that are winners in your business, they have an answer, a solution for a problem. Those people that are a problem, the loser sees a problem in every answer. The winner sees a green near every trap. The loser sees two or three sand traps near every green. Well, I don't know how to take that, but as a golfer, I certainly understand that. The winner says it may be difficult, but it's possible. The loser says it may be possible, but it's too difficult. The moral of that story, be a winner in everything that you do. Be a winner. Hey, Mark and Bayside play at 11 o'clock today at Bayside on the campus of Bayside. This afternoon, join me at 5 o'clock at Ladd People Stadium as the Viger Wolves and the Blunt Leopards tee it up in Ladd People Stadium. Ian, thank you for doing an absolutely awesome job each and every Saturday morning. Mark will be back with us next Saturday, but remember this. No matter what you do, no matter where you go, he is always with you. God bless you. May the Lord bless you and keep you during this week.